And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Have the faith of God. That's the subject that we have been studying for some weeks now. Mark 11:22. Jesus answered and said to his disciples, have the faith of God. And the faith of God, as we've discovered, consists of three components: heart conviction, mouth confession, and obedient action. Your ability to engage all three facets of faith is what makes your faith genuine and true. You cannot claim to truly have the faith of God if you are just engaging one or two components. And I've noticed that the aspect of faith that believers tend to leave out most of the times is the obedient action. Folks in church, they know how to hold on to God's promise in their heart. They also know how to make faith confessions with their mouth. But sadly, a lot of folks do not know how to act upon God's word. And this is why they're not getting their desired results in prayer. That's why they're not getting the miracles they're trusting God for. You need to understand that every promise of God, without exception, comes with a condition. It comes with an instruction or command that you must obey. When you do what God has promised, then He will do what He has promised. Your act of obedience, my friend, is the real proof that you believe God. Now be blessed as we continue with the series, Have the Faith of God.
You know, I just picked up a few examples. I challenge you, go and Google miracles of the Bible. And you will see a listing of all the miracles in the Old and the New Testament. Study them one by one. You will see that this element of obedience, it was at the point when the miracle happened. Same thing with this man. The Bible tells us in verse 1 of John 9, Jesus passed by. He saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Then Jesus now said, I must work the works of him who sent me. While it is day, the night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when Jesus had said these things, look at it, he spat on the ground. He made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And then Jesus said to the blind man, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. Let's finish it together, people of God. So he went and washed and came back to him. If he didn't went, forgive my English, would he have come back seeing? Some of us, the reason why you have not been seeing what you want to see, you have not been wenting. You have been analyzing. You have been confessing. Confess, confess, confess. If you confess without wenting, nothing will happen. He went. He did what Jesus said to do. He washed and he came back seeing. It's your turn to see the things you've been trusting God for. But do the things he said you should do. I shared with you last week. I said when I was carrying our second child, the enemy came and said, this child you are carrying will have sickle cell. And I said, Father, what do I do? He said, from now till you have this child, anoint your womb. Sometimes I'm tired, I don't feel like doing it, but obedience. Don't joke with obedience. And I did it. Long before I even knew who I was going to get married to. Tonight, one of the things this communion will do, it will remove the reproach of disobedience from our life. Because there are some instructions we've disregarded. And we are, our case is going to be, when I hear the Spirit of the Lord tell me, is like what he told the people of Israel in Joshua chapter 2. God had given the command, be circumcised. But here they were about to enter the promised land, and a whole generation of Israelites had not been circumcised. And there is no way you can inherit God's promise with disobedience in your life. And so God said, look, they need to take care of this disobedience first. And Joshua circumcised all of them. And the Bible says that day, the reproach of Egypt was rolled away from the Israelites. Today, as you take communion, I don't care how disobedient you have been, that reproach will be rolled away from you in Jesus' name. But the Lord told me, long before I knew who I would get married to, he said, lay your hands upon your womb as often as you can and say, this womb, you will carry a child. Now, if I said, what has that got to do with what? I personally believe, people of God, if I did not obey God, my enemy would have been barren by now. There are little things we miss. And then we wonder, what's going on? What's going on? Some people, some singles, you are single because of some instructions you disobeyed. But like I said today, God will roll away that reproach. So this man, because he did what Jesus said, he got the miracle he desired. When he was asked in verse 10, they asked him, how were your eyes open? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes and said, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and I washed and I received my sight. What is that thing God has commanded you to do? So God is sending me somebody here. He's giving you an instruction to sow a seed for a length of time. But Satan has brought different excuses and you are inconsistent. You've not been sowing that seed. You have to obey God all the way to get the harvest you desire. So go back to doing it, because your reproach will be rolled away tonight in Jesus' name. We also see again in Acts 14 with the apostles, when they encountered a man that was crippled from his mother's womb. The Bible tells us in verse 8, this man had never walked in his life. But verse 9, the Bible tells us of Acts 14, the man heard Paul speaking. And there is something about when you hear the word of God, faith rises in your heart. And so I'm sure that this guy, he heard Paul speaking about this great Jesus, that there's nothing Jesus cannot do. And he had faith in his heart. And the Bible says, Paul observing him intently, seeing that he had faith to be healed. I believe he was making faith confessions. That's how Paul came to the conclusion that he had faith to be healed. So Paul now told the man with a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. Now that man, mind you, not that he had been walking before. He had never walked in his life. And Apostle Paul said, stand up. And can I tell you something, people of God? A lot of times, I think I said it last week or the week before, you will not feel it. You may not feel it, you may not see it, but just act upon God's word. Because the moment you act upon God's word, that is when the feeling will come. So this man, I'm sure he still felt the same way he was, but the man took a step of faith. And the Bible tells us he leaped and he walked. Leap is a step before walking. He leaped. He took a step of faith. And the moment he leaped, the other miracle kicked in. So your obedience is the step of faith that makes your faith complete. If you claim to believe God's word in your heart and confess it with your mouth, but you are not obeying the word of God, your faith is incomplete and it's impotent. It's not faith. It's not faith. The devil too knows God is a very big God. The devil too can parrot the word of God. But only a true believer obeys God. You know, I must mention this because the Lord said I should. This is the problem I have. All that the Lord has with people teaching a grace message that only addresses heart conviction and mouth confession. It is incomplete. And we read it in James. True faith in God is backed with obedient action. That is why John the Baptist says, bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. One translator says, bring forth the proof that you have truly received Christ. That is why there is no one, people that are preaching and teaching people, that as long as you come and answer an altar call and say, I believe Jesus is Lord, and I say, Jesus, come into my heart, and you go back and leave anyhow, but doesn't matter, you get to heaven. That is a lie from the very depths of hell. If you are born again, you believe the ones God justifies and recognizes as believers are those who are convicted in their heart that He is Lord and He died for them, those who confess Him as Lord from their mouth, and finally those who obey His word. That's why Jesus in Matthew 7 said, not everyone that calls me Lord, not everyone that is convinced I'm Lord, not everyone that confesses I'm Lord will make it. He says only those that do. Do is a word of works. Only those that do the will of my Father. So if you've been watching a tele-evangelist and they've been telling you, grace means you can live anyhow, nobody is perfect, you better listen to what your pastors are teaching you here. And all of you will make heaven in Jesus' name. Beloved,
the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto Him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask Him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow Him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you.
I want to know.